morning. The Moline County Board of Supervisors, Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
Remove item E.
Excuse me, over there.
Remove item E.
We are. Forgot, we are removing item E, resolution and final plat of the Wrong Mile subdivision. Department heads, elected officials, Terry Johnson.
Good morning.
Des Moines County Auditor in charge of the election.
City school election is going on as we speak. Polls are open till 8 p.m. Out of absentees, we received 229 requests, and we have received 225 of those back. So we're only have four outstanding ballots, which would be nice. So hopefully those get back, and we'll be able to have our canvas with the regular meeting next week. If we don't get those back, we have to wait till the new deadline before we can hold the canvas. We have to have it before that. So anyway, we'll probably be scheduling that early afternoon.
225 ballots out.
229 were requested, and 225 have been returned. And a lot of those were at the counter yesterday. The girls were busy at the counter, so.
Wow.
So there's just four outstanding ballots that have not been returned yet.
Not very many.
No, it's not a whole lot. It's, I think when I don't know for sure what we had for the city election the last time, but I looked it up. Because for the city of Burlington, I usually keep an idea of how many absentees are out there. And the city election in 2017, there was 201. Absentee ballots, which I'm surprised that we had that many. But so what the total was for that election, I don't recall.
When I called the auditor yesterday, apparently there was, I'd heard from somebody, somebody asked if they were supposed to vote at the courthouse today. And so Terry said, no, you could drop off an absentee ballot, but today's the day you can't vote at the courthouse. And then somebody contacted me afterwards. So apparently there was some sort of a rumor out there that you're supposed to vote at the courthouse. So you're not.
Absentee voting stopped at 5 o'clock yesterday, so now you have to go to your polls today.
I do not.
Hello, what? I have a home if you spread that.
Oh, might have. I might have talked to sleep.
Janelle Nally Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. I really have nothing new to report. Keep them busy, though.
Mike Johnstone, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Thanks, Tom. Good morning. All is well. We've been very busy. The dog search is on. We've been a couple different locations, you know, looking at kennels and handlers and their facilities, and we're narrowing that down. We'd like to get a work session with you guys next week, if possible, if you're available, and kind of run the program by you guys and get your input, if that works. Kind of brief you on everything we're doing, where we're headed. I think you'd like to, you should hear that. And then.
Anything for John.
That works. Thanks, Bob.
That'll work for me.
That works for you guys. If not, we can figure it another time, but.
Have you got a timeline you're hopeful to have a dog online?
Yeah, we really do. One of the dogs we're looking at probably is not going to be available until early next year. It's a clone dog is what we're looking at, and they seem to be really the new thing, and they're very predictable. Is there exact copies of dogs that they've had and they've used?
Do they have the same sort of personality then?
Yeah, they're identical almost every way. Yeah. Depending on how the handler brings them up, you know, of course, and the training they've had, they will act a little differently, but they're pretty much a carbon copy. Everybody know what a carbon copy is? That's amazing. Anybody here knows what a carbon copy is?
So if you do, you're old. Is that what you're saying?
Right. They're almost identical in every way. And so the owners can tell you exactly, pretty much how long they're going to live. He can give a guarantee on the dog because they've had them for several years. They know their mentality. They know what potential medical issues they have. It's amazing. And so we're looking, we're really looking to get one of those. But it boils down to our handler, Dylan Baird, who we're going to let him make the final choice of where he wants to go. All the dogs we've looked at are really good dogs, but we're looking at the one, there's one over in central Iowa now that I think is probably, you know, the one we're looking at closest, but we'll let him make that final decision. I can't see him to get that final decision out of him yet, so. But we'd like to sit and discuss it with you guys next Tuesday if we could, see what you think, get some input from you.
Will Dylan be available?
I can get him here.
I think that'd be nice if we could talk to him too.
Sure. Yeah, and maybe we'll, a lot of it's gonna come down to the actual dog that, you know, is available. It appears that this one clone dog will be available towards the first part of the year, which would really be nice, and we can get going on it then. That's not gonna be too far away.
No, that's too much.
Right, yeah. So, but we're really anxious. We've had tremendous community support, which has really been nice, and more money coming in all the time, and we would encourage anybody that believes in this program to donate, because it will be, it'll be an ongoing expense for us. We're lining up a lot of donors for different things, like, you know, the food and the vet and those kind of things. A lot of that stuff, materials for our kennels and stuff like that. A lot of that will be donated, which will, you know, be less money for us to spend. And
if anybody would want to send you a check, they would send it to K-9 Fundraiser.
Yeah, Des Moines County Sheriff's Office K-9 Fundraiser would be perfect. Or K-9 Fundraiser, you find. Treasurer pretty much accepts anything we bring down to her. Just tell her. So, anything along that nature that's directed towards that, we'll use it. There'll be ongoing costs, of course. We know that. Some things probably will pop up we're not familiar with, but we hope to, you know, have an ongoing fundraiser going to keep the program up and active. And part of that, next week we'll talk about what it's gonna, what kind of impact it's gonna have on our budget, those kind of things. And you'd be surprised how little it really is, I think.
Are you gonna carry insurance on the dog?
It's actually gonna have, we'll have some insurance, obviously liability insurance, but there's actually, one of the dogs we're looking at actually has a guarantee built into it. So if the dog, a lot of them, you buy them and like, hey, next year it falls over, you're stuck. These dogs will have like a 5-year guarantee right up front on them.
Well, I meant like canine insurance, so like if the dog gets shot or something happens, then you have insurance that'll cover those costs for those.
I'm sure we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure we can do that, right. Yeah, they'll be, we'll have to build in whatever we need. And I can talk to the insurance guy about that.
Look, he's shaking his head like, oh God.
Anything's insurable, right?
Oh, you bet.
For a price. So, anyway.
I wouldn't want to be the guy on trial for shooting your dog.
No.
I don't know if you probably ever make it to trial.
But, I didn't want to say that.
I didn't write that down.
Yeah, that didn't go to
me. I didn't write it down.
Yeah. But no, seriously. We're really excited about it. And you see the, you know, as you become, as we get into this program, you start to become focused into what these dogs can actually do. Mm-hmm. And then you soon realize they're just amazing. What the training that they go through, then we go back to the raid where the SEALs used one, you know, to get Baghdadi. I mean, those are the kind of things they're able to do. They go into these situations where no man wants to go. And they control the situation for you before you have to move into those dangerous situations. And this dog will also track. We're looking to have it track and also do, you know, which is invaluable in our situation with children and elderly and people to get lost. And so there's so many things we're looking forward to, and I think it's going to be a great asset for the Sheriff's Office. So.
I'm a little excited about what you can do.
Me too, Tom.
I think they're a very good tool.
Yeah, they're also a great community tool. I mean, kids can play with them, and I mean, they're great, and you know, you can do, they're very friendly, most part. you know, there's some, maybe not so much, but the dogs that we're looking at are very friendly around people. And that's what we want too. We want them approachable, just like our officers. We want them approachable. So, not gonna sit there in the corner and intimidate you.
I shouldn't laugh at that, should I?
Thank you,
Sheriff. All right, that's all I got, thanks.
Thank you, Sheriff. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning, I really don't have anything for you. It's gonna be a little bit more of a normal month this month. I didn't get to see you guys a lot last month because it was just crazy. So you're gonna see me this month.
That's good, safety news is good. Doug Irvine.
Good morning, everything's going good. Population's at 94. We're getting through our training of all our correctional officers, which will be complete in December as far as getting their 20-hour jail certifications done. I did have a conversation with Perry Folkerts with the South Iowa Area Crime Commission. And what I have coming next week is a firearms training simulator that the Sheriff's Department and some of our correctional officers that carry firearms will go through. It's a great training aid. They have put you through scenarios. And the instructor can adjust it to kind of your level. Like if you're doing really well, they can throw different things at you. They can make your gun run out of ammunition, jam. You have to figure out what to do, and it's very, very good training. It's kind of like a big video game, but it's really state-of-the-art equipment. So we'll be doing that next Wednesday, Thursday, and part of Friday, try to get everybody through. I was very excited that she had that available. This is great, great training.
Good.
I'm on that committee. It's been highly respected.
Yeah.
People that use it.
Yep. It's an excellent training tool. Probably one of the best because you can throw out a lot of shoot, don't shoot stuff. What kind of equipment you're going to use. If you're going to use a taser, is integrated into that. Also, you have an instructor there to tell you kind of what you're doing correct, what you could have done a little bit different things to think about. It'll track if you're going through different situations where your muzzle of your gun, everywhere it moves. So if you can see if you're flashing over innocent people or if you're just kind of nonchalant with it. So there's a lot of different aspects to it, but like I say, it's great training and real realistic.
That's Wednesday, you say?
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday and a little bit of Friday.
I'll give Carrie a call and tell her to set that up for you a little bit.
Well, I'm going to be in there running people through it, so I'll get a little, give a little advantage. I'm going to tone it down a little bit.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. We've been working, the management team for SEAL has been working on the annual report that's due on December 1st. So at the governing board a week from tomorrow, we'll be taking that to the governing board, the annual report.
I saw the first draft came through on the email.
Yeah, we had a Zoom meeting about it yesterday, and I think we're getting it final stages now. So I think that'll be good. That's all I have for now.
Thanks, Ken. Mm-hmm. Colin Gerst, IT.
Pretty good, just keeping busy like always. Finished up a lot of our upgrades and stuff last week. Everything went pretty smooth. Other than that, nothing really new to report, so.
Okay. Thanks, Colin. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Hi, good morning. Our parks, our campgrounds are officially closed, I guess. We had to shut the water off. We had campers in Big Hollow up until Friday last week. They're actually gonna stay through the weekend, but then when all the water lines froze up, they decided that they probably ought to just go home. And so we had to, we were actually intending on leaving Big Hollow open a little while because last year we had people in there well into November because we had kind of a slow start to winter, but this year winter came in pretty strong out front. And so with forecast and the freezing weather that we were seeing overnight, we couldn't risk freezing water lines. So we shut everything down, we winterized our shower house, and you are welcome to still stay in the campground, you're just not going to have any water available. There. And so we are in our last week with our AmeriCorps and CCC team. They spent all of last week working up in Big Hollow removing invasive species. out of the forested area between the campground and the lake. Did a fantastic job. That is hard, tedious work going in there with cutters, just cutting brush all day long by hand. But they did great work. We're real thrilled to have them. They're working at Stars Cave this week, kind of doing some of the same thing. We're going to break them off on Thursday and do some other stuff with them, and then they take off Friday. And so we're applying for a team to come back in the spring, because it seems like this is a pretty good, successful program, but a huge help for us. So that just kind of transitioning into winter mode now, starting to work on doing that annual maintenance on equipment. And, we've already had the snowplow out once, so.
Thanks, Chris. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Yeah, good morning. They're still working on dirt work up at Sperry Bridge, so that's still closed. We take bids for North Gear this week, so that'll be nice to get to that point and see how things go.
What day is that?
Thursday.
Yep.
And so a lot of interest, I would add that. It's it's not a smaller project, it's almost a mile long, but we thought it would drop off a little bit after the DOT's project, because it's just it's a more labor-intensive type project when you get into all the driveways and houses and stuff. But quite a bit of interest, so that's good. And yeah, other than that, I think the guys are trying to take advantage of a couple blading days this week. And the mush and the snow didn't do our gravel roads any favors, so they're getting those squared back away. And a lot of farmers using roads for operations that roads weren't meant to be used for. So I guess you're gonna have to pay attention, because it's not advisable, but there are a lot of semis parked on gravel roads right now. So pay attention.
Emergency removal of crops?
Yep. And I had a close call with the guy that decided to pass me on the shoulder in the combine yesterday. So it's you can't fix stupid, but everybody else can pay attention, I guess. So
I know the spot where they try to do that to the school bus. You're letting the kid off on that side. It's a bad deal.
Well, that's even worse, to be honest with you. I mean, the guy in the combine is going to survive. The person in the car is not going to go well, but you don't ever want kids in that situation. So there's no excuse for that. So anyway, that's what I have. So, doing a couple ditching projects.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Zach James, Land Use.
Yeah, things are going well. Not a whole lot of the new things we did get. We're still waiting on one sign-off for that subdivision we had on the agenda for today. Hopefully we'll get that this week. You know, and they bring that back for next week for approval. We got another subdivision in late yesterday. It was one that somebody brought to us about a year ago, but they thought it was going to get annexed into West Burlington, and then it just kind of showed up yesterday afternoon. So I'm not sure what the status is. Haven't talked to anybody. Just kind of somebody dropped it off from Klingner and Associates. So should have another one out for review here in the next few weeks. And then next Thursday we have a zoning commission meeting again. We're going to be kicking off for the ordinance updates for zoning, subdivision, and floodplain. And we do have a preliminary plat subdivision on the agenda for that meeting, too. There's another addition out at Wildlife Lakes that will be on the agenda for that meeting as well. And then related to the ordinance updates, we did have a meeting last Thursday, I think, Bob, was it last Thursday, about the airport zoning as well, that we'll incorporate and everything at the same time. So we had our first meeting kind of on that as well last Thursday, and getting started on that process too, and see where that goes.
Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Miss anybody.
Tom would like that meeting. There's lots of math going on in there.
Yeah, we covered some technical details about flight paths and height restrictions, things like that. So.
Either of you gentlemen have anything?
No. I want to explain my shirt.
Oh.
If I may. This is, we walked in the 5th March up in Cedar Rapids when my daughter had breast cancer, and hit one of these every time you march, they're always a different color, so you might see some different colors come out, old Bob.
But that's that was when we started the wearing pink on the first went to Dave every month. It was and my wife says, you want to go up there and walk with us on Maria's thing? And I didn't know what I was getting into. And I thought, well, I'm sure I will. You know, it's, I figured just a few people got there, 15,000 people showed up. And, you know, all the survivors all have on scarves around their neck. And it was very heartwarming to see the interest. Of course, you know, it's a big deal, and there's a whole lot of people that have breast cancer, not just women, men do. And when I started mentioning it, and then I started hearing people come up and say, yeah, my wife, my mother, my sister. So, big deal, and they're gaining, and we hope they keep on gaining. So, anyway.
You know, I sat down and had coffee with a gentleman yesterday, and he had breast cancer. And he said they treated him for it. He said, but the worst thing was, now you women will appreciate this. He said they had him go take a mammogram. Yeah. He says, now I know what them women go through. So,
yeah.
He said it wasn't nice.
Yeah. The difference between men and women. In case you've never noticed, there's a
difference. Bob got a mortar.
Climbed into a pickup with one of my friends, and he had a tube hanging out of his shirt. And I said, what do you got the tube for? He said, I had breast cancer. I became. It's a real deal. I'm done.
Did you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I did not.
No.
We got a letter from the Thanksgiving Dinner Committee of Community Partners. It says, we are busy preparing for the 25th annual Thanksgiving Day Dinner. Thanksgiving Day Dinner will be served on Thursday, November 28, 2019. From 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Burlington Community High School cafeteria on Johansson Drive. Everyone is welcome. This dinner is a major community project which has had the support of over 50 businesses, churches, service organizations, local industries, and hundreds of individuals annually since 1995. We are fortunate to live in a community that has generously given of their time, money, and other donations. The flyer included gives information on what, where, and when to drop off donations. If you plan to collect food donations within your school, business, or church, please let Community Action know by calling 753-0193. This helps us coordinate with the other community efforts. Cash or check donations should be made out to Community Thanksgiving Dinner and mailed to Community Action of Southeast Iowa, 2850 Mount Pleasant Street, Suite 108, Burlington, Iowa, 52601. Persons wanting to volunteer may call the Burlington Library at 753-1647 or to sign up for a specific work time or go to the library's website. Free rides and meal delivery will be available to the homebound. We have enclosed two flyers for your bulletin board and a master half sheet insert for a newsletter or weekly bulletin. Thank you for your support of the Community Thanksgiving Dinner. Sincerely, the Thanksgiving Dinner Committee, Tom Rickard, Chairperson, Community Action of Southeast Iowa. This is a nice event, and a lot of generous people. So this will be on file in the auditor's office. Anybody has any questions or wants a copy of any of it? I think we can probably give away a few copies if somebody
wants to. Yeah, we posted, they gave us an extra, okay. And we posted that on our bulletin board downstairs in the front door.
We will proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $1,247,826.03.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. have to vote for that. Otherwise, Carter has to have to put those rocks all back together, put them back in the original spot.
Terrible.
We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $747.69 and non-cash taxable reimbursements of $14.71.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Approval of the 2019 gas and electric assessment. The state gives us this. I suspect they have us approve it so that we can't complain about it.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Similarly, we have the approval of the 2019 utility assessment.
Approved. Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have the engineer's report of the bid results for the Iowa City Road paving projects.
So I don't know what's it been a couple weeks ago now. We, through the DOT, we bid the Iowa City Road paving project. You guys are aware of this. This is really just kind of the start of kind of a paperwork process, but there's a summary of. Get shared for just a minute.
So that is some really tight bidding.
Yeah. I have one for you here in just a second. Not memorized yet, no. All right, so low bidder, Stripe Construction, $2,007,471.49.
Isn't that the company that did Big Hollow Road?
Yes. Okay. Yep, same company. They do a lot of work up around Iowa City, but obviously they branch out. Then you had, you know, the we had five bidders. Obviously, you can see they're all pretty good as far as price. That's not a big range in that size of a project. Jones was second. They're more of a semi-local, I guess, they call a contractor. But you can kind of look at those numbers, see it's good competition. That rolls into the next item, I guess, unless somebody has any questions on the bids.
Well, this would be resolved by the
board. Well, I'm sorry, Tom. I thought you were going to give the agenda item before
I didn't want to jump ahead
of the board.
Resolution approval of contract documents, so Iowa City Road Paving. I'm just going to read the resolution.
I'll just give you a reminder. The reason this is different, it used to be it'd be a couple more weeks and I'd put all the paperwork in front of you. This is now to that time where it's all electronic, so we do this resolution so there's something formal, allowing my office to turn around on your behalf and sign for the Board of Supervisors, because it's just a cluster. I mean, it is smoother on the back end eventually, but ultimately Becky will push this button and do the electronic signature once you give us our approval. And that really is just the start of a multi-step process to end up with a contract back. So eventually I'll have something more for you than this, but this is just kind of starts the process. So.
Be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County, Iowa, that the contract for Iowa City Road PCC Paving Project L-TSF-89-74-29 is hereby approved, and the county engineer is authorized to digitally approve the contract and other related bid documents on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, dated at Des Moines County, Iowa, this 5th day of November, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
I would note too on those bid tabs and that bid total, there is roughly about $350,000 of that is paid for through a grant. that we were able to get. So economically, it's a.
Is that the widening?
That's the one that allowed us to go with the 28-foot pavement instead of 24, and also we're putting down the rumble strips for the safety aspect of things.
Well, you only got $2 million out of the state.
Yes, yeah, the state, and that was towards, that was part of negotiations a number of years back towards grading and paving for the northern segment. We've looked at this entire length as a project, but when we negotiated with the state, it was really only from gypsum plant to the north.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have a personnel action for the recorder. Jennifer Patterson, Deputy 2, increase in the deputy's rate from 60% to 62%. You might recall we were approved this last January. So the previous rate was $40,771.42. The new rate is $42,130.47.
Move approved.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have the report on the jail statistics for September 2019. As I look through those, that 94 would look pretty good any of those days.
Absolutely.
This report will be on file and available for public review in the auditor's office.
It's been 9 last week, so.
Yeah, it fluctuates.
Had the sheriff get out there and start doing his job again.
We have minutes for the regular meeting of October 29th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. You have the work session with the sheriff next week regarding the.
Well, you want that just listed as regarding the K-9 unit?
Yep.
Okay.
Perfect. Sorry, thank you.
And that's all I have. Committee reports.
Well, Zach gave mine. Airport Land Use and Zoning Ordinance Committee, if you guys would like to see it. There you are. Has some pretty maps in there of airspace. I had a RFP meeting with the Early Childhood and School Ready. We had a committee to go over the providers list. And the way things look now, if the rest of the board will pass it, last year Des Moines County only got 33% when they had 43% of the poverty, below poverty. We only get 33%. Looks like if everything goes right, we're going to get back up to our 43% dollar value.
Good.
I can't release anything yet until, you know, but that's the way it's looking.
I did not have any meetings. Public input. Anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up, give your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise with an eye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.